Welcome to the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is... In talking with winery owners, kind of received a mixed bag when it comes to COVID and how it affected their wine clubs. What was your experience?
We definitely had a little attrition on that, but not as much as we thought when we were doing the forecasting when COVID just hit and we actually understood the severity of it. You know, instead of that, oh, it's only going to be locked down for 2 weeks, ended up being 2 years. You know, we lost a little bit, but nowhere near the amount that we thought, which we're so grateful for. Our wine club members, they have no idea what they've done for us through the COVID process and continued to support us and allowed us to actually stay open. We never closed down once, which I feel incredibly thankful for everybody that supported us through that time. Specifically wine club, those we do it once a quarter. There was a couple of those times that, you know, we usually have those pickup parties where it's almost an appreciation where people come out and we have live music, fresh food, it's free for them. And they pick up their wines and it's like a celebration of just a thanks, basically. But we weren't able to do that during, I think, seven quarters actually. So we had to pivot and kind of get creative on how we were going to support them while they're supporting us. So I think three or four of those quarters, we just shipped everything out for free. So it was kind of us helping them while they helped us. Nobody knew the best way to handle COVID, but you know, we did what we could and we get a lot of great feedback from our wine club members. But now it's thriving again, so we're super happy to be past that window of time.
That's great to give thanks to the wine club for helping you through that difficult time. Not only do you have the pickup parties with the wine club, but you've got plenty of options too.
We have a 3-bottle, a 6-bottle, and a 12-bottle option, and we have 3 different subcategories within those 3 options. So we have the classic, which is going to be red, white. So with the 3, you would have 2 reds and 1 white. And then, of course, we have an all whites option and then an all red option. But if you are in the area, the perks are fantastic. We have a lot of wine club members that live, you know, within 10 miles of here. And every day you come in here, you get 2 free glasses of wine. You obviously get those quarterly pickup parties where it's free food, live music, entertainment. So if you want to bring in somebody and get 2 free tastings as well, 10% off of merchandise. A lovely staff to talk with.
Talking with Tommy Welford, General Manager of Dupin Family Winery in Driftwood, Texas. Before we meet the winemaker, let's get the good news on some of the awards that your wine has won.
Some accolades to really kind of point out were last year, our Alianico, 2015 Alianico, got 96 points, best in class double gold at San Francisco International Wine Competition. And then actually our Tempranillo, 2015 as well, got 97 points, double gold, best in class at San Francisco. And then our Viognier and Roussan did great in San Francisco Chronicle. They got double golds. So Dave knows what he's doing, that's for sure. You know, and I hate saying it's easy for me to sell wine that he makes, but it is, you know. He's got a good following out here, and his winemaking skills and my hospitality guidance is a great pair for this winery.
He enjoys books about unicorns and writing about himself in third person. I was reading that on the website about the winemaker, Dave Riley. Let's get a little more about Dave besides unicorns.
The story behind him, in 2000, he got curious about wine and he actually planted a vineyard called Hog Heaven out here in Driftwood. And he kind of managed that for a few years. And we're only about 15 minutes away from there, so he kept coming in here, and our original winemaker's name was Mark Pinna. He started, and I think our first vintage was 06, actually. And then, so Dave kept coming in the warehouse and asking questions and trying to sell grapes here. And every day he came in, supposedly, and then, you know, Mark was like, you know what, if you're going to ask all these questions, pick up a broom, you're going to start working here. So Dave kind of just got in as assistant winemaker and kind of followed Mark all around and learned everything he could. And then sadly enough, Mark Pinna fell ill around 2010 and had terminal cancer and passed away. But before that, Dave really, really took everything serious and learned everything Mark had to learn or to teach Dave. And so now Dave's an extension of Mark, but he's also been his own winemaker now for 14 years. So he's got his own style. He does what he does. Dave is an amazing winemaker. Even though you're not asking, he's an amazing father as well. He brings his kids out here all the time when we're doing Harvest and Crush. You know, you can just see that this Dukeman Family Winery has a great family aura about it. And it's things like that that kind of make Full Tilt, basically. It's great. Yeah, his dog comes out, and when they're bottling it up, Ruby's our winery mascot for sure. And his wife, Linda, comes out. And, you know, when it's harvest and they're here for, you know, 18 hours a day, they all come back and they'll sit back there and eat dinner together. And it's really a cool feeling and a cool sight to see.
Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzer. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.
Hi, before you go, we have exciting news.
The Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast has teamed with a breakthrough technology
and added a new feature on our website
that's bound to elevate your podcast experience.
Here is where we need your help. Trying to remember something from an episode?
Don't worry.
Search for it, and we will find it for you. Have you ever thought you could just ask questions and chat about the episodes as if you were talking to me?
Well, now you can. That's right. Our episodes are now interactive, and they're waiting to have a conversation with you.
Jump into a chat with our podcast, and let's get the conversation started. Try it out and tell us what you think.
Click on the banner at the top of the website, thebestwinepodcast.com, to try it.